BibleTelling.org presents All the Stories of the Bible in a Year, as told by John Walsh. Today's story is David's Kingdom Restored.
Hearing of Absalom's death, David went up to the gate chamber and cried in anguish, "Oh, my son Absalom! My son! My son Absalom! If only I had died instead of you! Absalom, my son! My son!" Joab went to David. "Your men risked their lives for you. Now they're ashamed of what they've done. They think you wanted them to die instead of your son." So David got up and sat at the gate with his men. The people of Israel issued a call asking David to once again be their king. The tribe of Judah rushed to the Jordan River and escorted the king and his family across. As soon as David crossed the river, Shimei ran up, fell down before him, and asked forgiveness for what he had done. Abishai stepped forward and asked permission to kill the man for disgracing the Lord's anointed. "Put your sword away. No one will be killed in Israel today. Shimei, you'll not die for what you did." Suddenly, the other tribes started complaining that Judah didn't include them in bringing the king back across the river. This once again divided the nation, and the arguing between the tribes became intense. A man named Sheba stepped forward and shouted, "David isn't king over Israel. Let Judah have him. Let's go home." With that, the people of Israel left, and only the tribe of Judah brought David to Jerusalem.
Start an interactive group study on Proverbs. Learn how at wisdomworkout.org.